crazy arms won't let me go the way I want to. No, no, crazy eyes won't let me see the man I must be eventually. Yesterday
the dark out, you, yeah, you made me cry. The dark out, you, when you say goodbye.
Get together. Gloria Wenceslao y a todo el que me da fiao. Yo no tengo culpa de lo que aquí está pasando. Todo lo que me den, yo me lo sigo llevando. Con el agua al cuello, hoy me encuentro yo. Con el agua al cuello, mira que me encuentro yo.
WNYU FM, New York.
Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension.
In 2025, and with my programmed immorto injection, I'm very much alive. In fact, I'm going out with the boys tonight, the boys of the Backstreet Fist. And maybe later on we'll do the interplanetary test.
City ballers, bay city rollers, just so loud. eu tentei de tudo, não funciona, não funciona, não funciona, não.
You just heard Os Mutantes with Muy Refrigerator Now Functiona. That's off the album. I'm not even going to try to butcher the Portuguese language with this, but it's basically Divine Comedy of something, something else. Polydor Records. Prior to that, we had The Plague with Go Away off the compilation Pebbles Volume 5. Archive International Records. And starting off the set, we had Screamer with The Interplanetary Twist. The compilation, Clap Your Hands, Stomp Your Feet. I'm Baron Saturday, and you're listening to Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension on WNYU 89.1 FM. The show is sponsored in part by Rocket Scientist Records, located at 33 St. Mark's Place between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in the East Village in Manhattan. Rocket Scientist Records carries new and used CDs, LPs, and DVDs, and specializes in psychedelic and progressive rock. The telephone number for Rocket Scientist Records is 212-242-2222. 0066. So I got a good show for you today. Got an interview with Coven, which will be up after the next set. Very exciting, rare interview, candid interview with Coven. So look forward to that. I'm also giving away a set of tickets to the acclaimed Swedish prog rock band, The Flower Kings, which formed in the 90s, actually. And that's for August 26th, Tuesday, August 26th at 8 p.m. at the Highline Ballroom, 431 West 16th Street. Special guest openers, Diary of Need. So if you're interested, when I'm done with the, when I get off the mic here, you can call in at 212-998-1818. I only have one pair of tickets, so call quick as soon as I put on the first song. Coming up next, I'm going to load you into some Dorian with Destination Nowhere.
Nowhere to channel it. Destination nowhere. On a train of bitterness. Leaving from track number 13. Arriving at station mediocrity. And me. Just another refugee. Yeah. My fire smell the hotel car. Failure and me get along really good. We're really tired. Where I go, he goes too. Destination nowhere. On a train of bitterness. Leaving from track number 13. Arriving at station mediocrity. And me. Just another,
just another
refugee. While I play bass, it's there he grins. The more he grins, the harder I swing. You know it don't get me a thing. Damned if I don't wanna pack this shit all in. Destination nowhere. Train of bitterness. Leaving for track number 13. Arriving at station mediocrity. And me. Just another,
just another
refugee.
出た鏡の中から俺を探し出すんだ。雑音なしの俺を裸になった俺の俺を枯れた土から踊り出し俺は捨て身になるんだ。鐘を鳴らして駆けてゆく草のような花を摘んでゆこう。今歌うんだ、今叫ぶんだ、言葉を忘れた俺の情熱だけだ。ガラスの破片だ、震えてくる焦りと震えてくる怒りだ。見えないものが見えてきた時の今
you just heard The Jacks with In the Broken Mirror off their album Vacant World, Toshiba, EMI Records. Prior to that, we had Rebecca and the Sunnybrook Farmers with Love, the album Birth, Fallout Records. If you want to find the keyboardist for that band, by the way, just go down to Wall Street, and he's a guy with the really long beard holding anti-Semitic signs. Seriously. And starting off that set, we had Dorian with Destination Nowhere off the compilation Glittering. More Jug Shop Glam, as if you didn't have enough. I'm Baron Saturday. You're listening to Plastic Tales from the Marshmallow Dimension on WNYU 89.1 FM. I'd like to remind you that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual students are 5 times more likely than their peers to skip school out of fear for their own safety. Despite recent progress in LGBT rights, schools continue to ignore or promote homophobia, which leads to harassment and violence. To find out what you can do to keep this from happening in your school, visit www.aclu.org/getequal. That's www.aclu.org/getequal. This has been a public service from WNYU. Some of the music heard on the show has been provided by other music located at 15 East 4th Street between Broadway and Lafayette in the East Village. Other music features psychedelic and krautrock, as well as a wide variety of electronica, experimental, lounge, and indie rock. Other music also carries imports, vinyl books, and fanzines. You can reach Other Music at 212-477-8150 and on the web at othermusic.com, where you can purchase MP3 files online from their digital music store. Gonna move the show right along into an interview. Let's get this started. Our opportunity today to interview almost the entire band of Coven was reunited today in the home of Jinx Dawson in Indianapolis, the recently undead Jinx Dawson, who was reanimated from a recent heart attack, which worried me, worried all of us, but she's back and better than ever. And they all got back together today, the band, to have a sort of resurrection ritual on Jinx's boat. So we're going to talk a little about that and talk to the band members and their experiences recording. And also there's a new record, which we'll promote at the end. So Jinx, are you there?
Yeah, hell kind of threw me back. You know, I went to hell and they said, no, she's too mean, so I'm back.
You are back. That's fantastic.
Ave Baron, how are you this evening?
I am doing great. I'm doing
absolutely good.
Great.
I like to hear that. The blood is in the veins warming, right?
It is. Yes.
Good.
Very warm right now. Thanks to you.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Baron, this is Steve Ross, a drummer for Coven.
Steve Ross. How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk with you.
Yeah. Who else we got there? Rick Durrett?
Yeah, that's me. And the keyboard player, even though there have been arguments about that.
Okay. And Oz Osborne was recently there, though he just had to leave to take care of his evil puppies.
His farm animals.
Yes.
He has a lot of farm animals.
The devil dogs.
So, I'd like to just sort of start out talking to you guys about your early recording career, right around when you sort of formed. How did you